Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Thanks again for being here on Circles of Change. We had a great New Year's Eve show. We're going to be giving a placing a call here shortly to Daniel Landers, who's a singer and songwriter, Landers Production, based on the East Coast. And of all the opportunities we had last week, of course, we hosted his mother, Audrey Landers, on the show. Audrey is an experienced singer-songwriter herself, television actress, movies, and the like. She played Afton Cooper on the television show Dallas for 10 years, as a matter of fact. And in the course of our conversation, we realized, boy, we could do a two-part show and include her son, Daniel, with us. So with that, let me introduce Daniel while we get him on the line. He's 18 and already an accomplished singer, songwriter, musician, and actor with fans across the globe. Born in Beverly Hills, California, to a showbiz family, as I mentioned, Daniel has grown up in his favorite places in the world, New York City, and a sleepy town in South Florida. He lives in the ultimate double life, as he says, following his passion for songwriting and performing all over the world, and traversing semesters in college now and coming home to chill with family and friends. Actually, I think this more sounds like a triple life to me. Daniel's made his acting debut in Hollywood at age 2 and his stage debut at age 4 when he sang and danced with the cast of the hit television, TV, and stage show The Hug-A-Bug Club. When Daniel was 9, he had his first European hit, a duet with his mother, Audrey, recorded and performed in several languages. A graduate of high school for the academically gifted youth, Daniel is studying at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and the New York Film Academy with some special instruction, of course, in comedy, stand-up, and improv, believe it or not, voice, and dance. He's fluent in Spanish and proficient in German, and he's been a guest performer on a variety of specials in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. And his first single, Find Another You, was released, in fact, in Holland and was number 3 in the download charts and made the top 100 airplay. He's also written, composed, and performed in 2 music videos, which you can visit on his site on YouTube. It's youtube.com/Daniel Landers Videos. And, of course, the one that's got to be a real thrill was he was a finalist on X Factor Europe, where Daniel performed, and he also performed New Year's Eve on the Music Anstadel in Klagenfurt, Austria, an event that was broadcast live in 9 countries in Europe. So, clearly, Daniel's been making that indelible mark on the European music scene, and stay tuned, folks. So, Daniel, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure. Well, X Factor, my goodness, just the idea of putting yourself out there and competing, what an experience that must have been.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was definitely something I had never really foreseen in my future, you know, because it was, first of all, I'd never really thought of a competition show, certainly not in the Netherlands,
right,
which was, you know, I don't speak Dutch, but I learned very quickly after I got there, and it was really great. It was a very cool experience. It was really cool being around so many people from so many different places
exactly,
in the world.
Yeah.
I got to perform with really cool people, great guest artists. I worked with Dan Carradine from So You Think You Can Dance, and mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Well, the other thing, Daniel, is when I took the time, and of course we looked in, and for those of you interested, to go out on YouTube to Daniel Landers' videos, there's actually a wonderful chronology that shows all the various steps you had to take in the different performances. And watching how your style changed in the course of going through this experience as well.
Yeah, I think the one thing, like now that you mentioned the style change, the one thing that I went into the competition thinking was, whatever you do, don't change who you are, don't
right.
change your style.
Right.
And I certainly did not, but mm-hmm. but my comfort level and my anxiety level certainly decreased and my comfort increased, and I think I just learned to roll with the punches. It was a very, very bizarre experience.
Well, I think the other piece of it is, if I recall one of the videos, the woman said in Dutch, and I don't speak Dutch, but I speak German, so I think I got a fraction of what she was
yeah.
saying. And that was something like, you came across so very American, but then, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to go in kind of in that line, the fact that your music and your career has really taken you to a European sector, predominantly right here initially. How did that come about?
Well, my mom, definitely my mom. I really owe everything that I've ever done to my family, especially my mom and my grandma. And my mom was on the show Dallas for many years. And through her her acting on Dallas, she got a record deal and started releasing music in Europe and became like this monster hit.
Right.
And so she took a little break to raise me and my brother. I have a twin brother. Mm-hmm. And when I was 9, they asked my mom to do another album of her greatest hits. And she said, I'll do it, but my son really wants to do it with me. And, of course, what other mother would see her 9-year-old as having the potential to, like, tour the world with her? But she definitely saw what I saw in myself and made it possible. So we released an album, Mother-Son Duets, together that went to number 11 on the Euro regional charts. And the rest is history in the making.
I like that, history in the making, because, boy, at age 18, you know, we've got another 80 years, who knows, right? The lifeline, because you hope so, because your mother continues to be so active in her variety of things. Well, Daniel, your songs, because it is obviously you've performed what others have written, but really your passion lies in writing and composing your own music. Tell us about some of those songs.
Well, as an actor, I'd say I'm a singer foremost, but since I act, I'd say that I can take a lot of experiences, maybe that I haven't had yet, since I'm only 18. But I can put myself in the shoes of other people and either write a song about what they're going through or maybe identify with their situation more easily. So I write a little bit like that, but most of the stuff I write is from personal experience. And I write about the normal trials of teenhood or, you know, maybe some more tense situations, not necessarily something a teenager would go through, but I've had a lot of experiences that have definitely influenced me to write a wide variety of songs.
Well, and particularly, I know one of the promotion items I read about you, depicting the daily drama of high school. Now, my son is graduating. He's a year younger than you, and then a daughter in middle school. You know, I would say you probably couldn't have gotten a lot more material in middle school.
Yeah, I mean, I started writing when I was, I think I wrote my first song, or at least the first piece of a song, what I thought was writing a song, when I was like 7.
Okay.
But yeah, the daily dramas of high school definitely influenced a lot of my writing. It was really hard, especially my senior year. I was going to this very challenging high school for academically gifted students, and then I was traveling to the Netherlands like the second half of my senior year, just when I started, you know, my midterms and applying for college.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't have come at a more stressful time in my life, but I think something my mom and my grandma have taught me is just, if you have something in front of you, you have to do it, no questions asked. My grandma always says, perfection with no exceptions.
Nice, like that. Well, I think the other piece of it is that history is going to repeat itself, and that is, you've weathered the challenges of juggling a whole lot of things before, so you're going to do it again.
Yeah, it's all about I think self-confidence and definitely intrinsic motivation, because if you can't motivate yourself to do something, no one else can.
You know, you said something, and something I read about that you were doing, that you're, you know, studying honors music theory, which to me sounds like calculus and mathematics.
Yeah.
And that really studying music versus performing it is opening up a whole nother set of doors for you right now.
Yeah, I'm in a program at the Frost School of Music, which is at the University of Miami, and it's one of the top music schools in the country, which I'm pretty thrilled about and didn't know when I was applying. I just knew it was a really good program for what I wanted to study. So I'm doing music business because I think it's really good to be self-sufficient and, you know, I guess well-rounded and knowledgeable so you can take care of yourself.
You bet.
But with all of that, I'm also studying as a minor contemporary American music and songwriting. So with that, like you said, I have to do a lot of theory and musicology, and it might not be the most fun, but it's definitely teaching me a lot and influencing my writing in ways that I just really wouldn't have imagined before this year.
It's interesting. You know, you also said this idea, it's one thing to sing your music, and it's another thing to perform it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mentioned earlier the fact that you've had stand-up comedy and improv background, that you've been a student of dance, that you've had so much stage experience, that it is taking that which you have written and composed way to a different place, though, when you are performing it.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between a singer and a performer. And you can see it when you go to a show and you see one of your, I don't know, I love Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you go to Bon Jovi, you know you're not just going to see someone sitting on a stool and strumming a guitar. You're going to see a performance. And when I say that, I don't mean anything to have to do with pyrotechnics or lights or anything, or lasers, or anything like that. It's really just how the performer can emote and evoke emotion out of the audience.
And in fact, that's what I would say then. This, if I recall, the series of video clips on YouTube about your X Factor experience, some of them were without an audience, but others were with an audience. And so even the timing at which you would take the microphone off the stand and hold it freeform, you could feel the energy through the video of the audience changing, right?
Yeah, I mean, even if it was just the judges on the on one of the performances I did, you still have to be on your game. Even if it's not about, you know, being on your game, you still have to be a performer. And I think that's the big difference. You have to really live your music opposed to just singing it.
Isn't that something? Now, your writing of your music, is that something you do just when you are certainly in downtime, or do you set aside time to do that every day?
I definitely do. I write my music every day, and it's not something that happens like clockwork. It just happens to occur every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something that makes me want to finish another song. I write my songs in like very sporadic chunks. So I'll write a pre-chorus here, a verse here, a chorus, a bridge, something like that, a bunch of different ones. And then I'll step back for like a day and look at all the stuff that I have, and I'll say, you know what, this is really cool, I can put this together. It's kind of like a puzzle. So
and
I
so
create
that,
pieces
and
then
that
I put piece,
it and those puzzle pieces then, is this just the melody, or is that with the actual lyrics at the same time?
That's the lyrics and the melody. And
at the same time.
You know, so because they're also different, I end up having to change a few of the lyrics so I can put them together properly, but it just comes really naturally for me like that. I don't know anybody else that does it that way, though.
Well, that's nice, right? So there's no rules that you have to live within. It's only your own, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've never taken any sort of conventional path otherwise, so why should my writing be like anything else?
Interesting. But now you're part of a university program, though, that is going to start giving you... Are you going to pursue looking at some of the foundations and writing and so on and so forth? Just to see how it would match in? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Like, one of the main things that I had some doubts going into school. I remember it was my dad's birthday, and my mom and I were just about to send in a deposit for school, and my mom goes, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "I really don't know," because I didn't want to compromise everything that I've worked for. I mean, I was only 17 at the time, but I still really feel like I worked really hard for all my music and my traveling, and certainly my mom and my grandma have worked really hard with me, and I didn't want to compromise that by going to school. So I kind of at that moment said, let's do it, but it's nice that my mom gave me the decision to do so, you know, and the freedom. But so I at that moment I made the decision to kind of split my brain into a few different sections so I could have a personal life, a professional life, and a school life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm at school, I'm all school, and when I'm off the clock and I'm not in class, I'm doing all my own music, for sure.
Isn't that wonderful? And so for any of our listeners who sit there and may be mindful to know, what I constantly probe on our show here on Circles of Change is that people get stuck in the tyranny of the or. I could do this or I can do that. And here we have Daniel Anders, 18 years old, and he said he splits his mind. So you really are living in the and. And my guess is, Daniel, we'll talk to you maybe 2 or 3 years from now, and there will be a fourth component that you perhaps fit in here. I think the other piece of it, of course, I'm sure with your family support, you know, these are core years of investing. So you're kind of filling your toolbox with new things that the university environment can afford you. But I guess where I was going with my question is that the fact that you write music in a different way, and maybe some would view completely unconventional and creative, I do indeed hope that the professors and though that you've got around you are going to do nothing but lift that up into a new place as opposed to try to squash it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's why I went to this specific program, because I'm allowed to do contemporary music, whereas in other schools don't really have contemporary programs. And honestly, I do feel maybe like my personal touch on things have been, the professors have been trying to change it a little bit, but I think I'm stronger than that. So.
There you go. You've been at this for a long time, not to be underestimated. Some of the songs that I saw here in your repertoire, the song Break Free, The Laid Back Guy, Find Another You, that was your first video, wasn't it?
Yeah, Find Another You is my first video.
What was that experience like? Even the decision to go from performing to now blending in this visual experience for people?
Well, I was just watching a Rihanna video last night with all my friends, and I watch videos, and I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like maybe it is just me. I am so influenced by, so much more easily influenced by music when there's a video with it.
You bet.
So anytime I do a video, it's so important for me, because you can see a feature film, and it definitely evokes a lot of emotion and makes you feel a lot. But there's just something about music accompanied with a story.
Yeah.
And when music is like the sole element, it just is so much more influential to me. So it was very important. Find Another You was more of like I guess like a natural look, and it was very I don't know how to describe it. It was really fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did Self-Destruct, which was a lot different. And that's my newest video. And I don't know, I think someone just told me it's almost at 200,000 views, which I'm happy about.
Yes,
but,
exactly.
That's a lot different, because for that video, there were background dancers and there was a car wreck scene and all of the oohs and ahs that people usually expect from a video, which I was really fortunate to be able to add to it. And I was really happy. I love the way it turned out.
That's great. We're speaking, by the way, for those who may just tuned in with Daniel Landers. He's a singer-songwriter, part of the Landers legacy, three generations in Hollywood music, performing globally, in fact. You can learn about his family organization at LandersProductions.com, and then the videos we're speaking of on YouTube, it's Daniel Landers Videos. I'm really intrigued your thought about how heavily influenced by music videos you are because of the story. And our son is about to launch his career going to college, like you, and study sequential art, which is comics, cartooning, and graphic novels. And as much as that is about the art, what Jake reminds us is that, no, really, it's about the story behind the art that has to be compacted in all these little visual cues to make that one cartoon or that series of cartoons in a sequence. So the connectedness you have. Well, what's been the reaction to your video, Self-Destruct, your most recent one so far?
Self-Destruct, I was really, really happy because I got great reactions from all different types of people. For those of you who don't have a YouTube channel or have not uploaded to YouTube's video, you can actually, which is new, it's called Insight on YouTube, and you can look at all the different places that your video is being viewed and the demographics of the people viewing it. And I'd studied psych in high school, so I thought that was really cool just to see who's tuning in and which parts of the video capture the most attention.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm all about the psychology behind it and how I can improve and how I can make this more acceptable or attractive to my audience. And so it was really cool to be able to see, like, this many views came from, I think I had, like, a ton from Madagascar the other day, which was really cool. But obviously, like, a lot of the majority of mine are from Germany, the Netherlands, and the United States, but it's still really cool to see, hey, I just got, like, 3,000 views from Japan, or, like, a couple hundred from Norway. It's really cool.
Well, and I think also what's really cool, just like you said, you even acknowledge the fact that you studied psychology and now you've kind of rippled back and are leveraging those skills as you think about, you know, your career, your talent, you know, the things coming up. Well, we're here at the beginning, you know, wrapping up 2011. It was a big year for you. I know you and your mom performed a year ago on New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
At a big international thing that was broadcast in 9 countries.
Right. We were just talking about that, actually, like this morning. We were talking about how quickly time flies,
oh, yeah,
and how different things can be in just 1 year.
Just 1 year. And the thought that now you're, you know, completed your first semester and now you're headed into the balance of your college career and living in 3 parts of your brain, as you said, at the same time.
Yeah.
So what do you think a year from now you're going to be saying that you had just done?
You know, I really don't know, and I wish I did. Actually, you know what? I don't wish
you
I
don't
did.
Do
because it's a fun ride without knowing,
uh-huh,
for sure. But it probably would ease my nerves a little bit if I did. But I don't know. Whatever I'm doing in a year from now, I know that I want to be happy with what I'm doing. I want to be doing it with a smile on my face, and I want to be surrounded by people that I love and who love me.
And you know what? Life doesn't get any better than that, does it, Daniel?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I wish you all the success in the world, both
thanks
you and your mom, your grandma, your twin brother, dad, and others that are surrounding you in this interesting journey, your classmates now down at the Ross School of Music. We're going to look forward to watching your career. Again, my guest has been Daniel Landers. You can look and learn more about his background at landersproductions.com, as well as reference those videos and the music on YouTube. It's Daniel Landers Videos. You have a happy new year, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Real pleasure to have had you on the show.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.